800,000 workers and seniors know the truth about Democrat Richard Moore.
Richard Moore started out as a federal prosecutor in Raleigh before winning a state House seat in 1992. A few years later, Governor Jim Hunt appointed him Secretary of Crime Control and Public Safety, where Moore won praise for leading the state's response to Hurricanes Fran and Floyd. He says his leadership skills make him the best choice for the governor's mansion.
I've seen what happens if you work a little harder and bring a better management team together. I've tasted success. I know how to do this. I'm the only person running for governor who's actually run an executive agency branch. And I've got a really strong track record.
For the past 7 years, Richard Moore has been state treasurer. His biggest responsibility is investing the state's $90 billion pension fund. By all accounts, it's done well under his management. It's now the second most securely funded plan in the country.
I'm a good manager. I can squeeze your tax dollar and make it go farther. And whether you're a liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, everybody is in agreement. Look, I may not like paying those taxes, but for gosh sakes, make them go farther.
Moore thinks the biggest long-term challenge facing the state is managing its rapid growth. Forecasters expect the state to gain another 4.4 million residents by the year 2030.
We have some parts of North Carolina that the infrastructure is going to be under pressure it's never been before, whether that's building new school buildings, water, sewer, roads, just land use policy. And that's the first thing. The second thing, because there are parts of North Carolina that are not growing, how do we continue to bring the kind of jobs you can raise a family on into North Carolina? Those are our two great challenges for the next 20 years.
Moore says he'd bring those jobs into the state through aggressive recruiting. He says his office would work with state commerce officials to seek out not just the next Dell or Google, but smaller businesses too.
We're going to find the companies in China, India, California that have 10, 20, 50, 200 jobs that would be a perfect fit for North Carolina if somebody just actually gave them the sales pitch. And my team is going to make pitches every day all over the world.
In the short term, though, Moore says the biggest issue is the economy. He thinks we're in a recession, and he's proposing a stimulus package to help the state get through it. He wants to index the minimum wage to the cost of living. He's also backing a $1.5 billion bond for infrastructure, plus more education funding and tax relief for senior citizens.
If you make less than $50,000 and you're over 65, we're going to cut your property tax in half. And then, of course, we've come up with a very innovative way to give every high school graduate in North Carolina 2 years of community college tuition free. These are the kind of things that make a difference to ordinary North Carolina families who are trying to make their budget go just a little farther.
Moore has run a tough campaign against his Democratic rival, Bev Perdue, so tough that it's drawn criticism for its negativity. His opponent made a pledge last month to go positive. Moore argues she hasn't kept it, but either way, he's not about to follow suit. He says hard-hitting ads are part of the process.
And we're going to continue to focus on, if you want to have a long job interview, if you want to be the governor of this state, people have a right to look at how did you vote.
You can learn more about Moore's platform at his website, richardmoore.org. He faces one major challenger, Lieutenant Governor Bev Perdue, in the Democratic primary. I'm Laura Leslie in Raleigh.